Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
I'm sure with your family being UK fans that you were just licking your lips as news came down yesterday that head basketball coach over at the University of Louisville, Chris Mack, is out.
Now listen, we never wish for anyone to be fired. You know, it's sad. You guys got some stuff going on over there at U of L, right? There's some positions that need to be filled.
Yeah, athletic director and president, both in interim positions right now. And now U of L going to be looking for a head men's basketball coach as Coach Chris Mack going to be leaving here mid-season. It was a kind of a mutual split. And, you know, everything I've seen about the guy, like, he's been good for our community. Like, he's done a lot within the community. He and his wife and family. So I wish him nothing but the best. He actually spoke to the media yesterday, which is
unusual.
Right. Exactly. When a head basketball coach at a program as high as U of L, you know, gets let go.
You know, relieved. You know, just sort of excited to spend some time with my family.
Yeah. I mean, gosh, you know, being the head basketball coach at a program like this, I would imagine
a lot of scrutiny.
A lot of scrutiny, not a lot of free time.
So obviously, right. You know, you're playing your season. You know, games accumulate. You know, just kept getting harder. You know, and obviously we weren't winning to the level that you know, we want to win at.
Yeah, that's one of the key things there. You know, he is leaving the school with a winning record. However, you weren't winning enough.
Well, you know, this is what I don't understand is why they do this in the middle of the season. That's what I don't. It's like finish out the season, and then if you don't want to come back for the next season, that's what I don't understand. And I understand that that's not maybe necessarily was his choice.
Yeah.
Why do they do that? Why do basketball programs do that in the middle of the season?
Yeah, I mean that it's not just basketball. I mean, it happens in every high level sport where
I know, and then these are college kids, so well, it just seems to me that's got to be a little jarring in the middle of the season to lose the captain of the ship.
Yeah, I mean, mentally for the kids that are playing, you know, for the University of Louisville basketball program, yeah, that's a hurdle to get over when you know your team leader, your captain, is now no longer there on, you know, the bench. You know, hopefully you've got a good crop of assistant coaches and interim coach that'll, you know, help finish out the season. You know, college football is notorious for this, especially after the last final game and before bowl games.
Yeah.
Coaches either getting fired or leaving and jumping to another thing. So it's like, you know,
that's insane.
A team may be going to a bowl game but not have their head coach that got them there.
Yeah, that is so wild. I never understood why that works like that.
Yeah. So Chris Mack, he's out.
When you're in this business, it's a, it's 24/7. You know, you don't have a weekend. You know, you don't have free time.
Yeah, I can imagine. So, you know, already there are names being thrown around. I've even seen Coach Pitino, his name being thrown around.
Oh, really?
Could you imagine?
That was kind of a name we don't speak anymore.
Could you imagine? I mean, he's not quite Voldemort here. No, I mean, but like I've seen his name from being thrown around. But yeah, there are several names. I guess U of L will probably not name a successor this season.
Well, no, I was going to say, what order do you do that in? Because you do have an athletic director and a president that you still need to, like, decide upon. And don't you think that's important in bringing in a head coach for the basketball team?
Sure.
Yeah, I would think that plays a factor.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a couple job openings there.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Yep. All right. So there you go. That was the #1 news from yesterday. And I know you probably heard it already, but man, how can we not talk about that? Because it's big news here in the Bluegrass. Only about 15 outside. So if you're just thinking, oh, maybe I'll go outside and warm up the car, you might have to actually put on some pants to do that because it's cold.
Pants, not a coat. Pants.
Yeah. You might have to put some pants on. All right, let's get to that feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly Kay.
So there's a 2-year-old hero that we need to tell you about. This happened in Texas. Little Brandon was sick the night before all this happened. Mm-hmm. And his mom, Kayla, laid him down to sleep in their living room so they could check on him during the night. Mm-hmm. Well, flames started spreading throughout the home from the living room from a gas heater around 4:30 in the morning.
Dang.
Now, nobody else was up. The smoke detectors never went off.
Oh, gosh.
And our little recent battle with the COVID had dulled Kayla and her husband's sense of smell.
Oh, dang.
But Kayla was woken up when Brandon was standing by the bed saying, Mama, hot, over and over again.
I just saw the flames coming out of the living room door, or out of the living room into our bedroom. I woke up my husband and almost knocked him off the bed.
Yep, my back still hurts.
Yeah. So I'm sure he has a bruise or something.
Dang.
Yeah. So they grabbed their four kids, got out. Nathan switched off the gas. They watched as their house burned to the ground. They were standing on a neighbor's porch when firefighters worked to contain it. They're just thankful that Brandon woke them all up and saved their lives.
Wow.
It was a total loss.
Dang.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yes.
What a hero,
2-year-old
kid.
Hero.
Yep. Yep. That is for sure.
We will tweet out the story at Ben and Kelly Show.
She had been getting a lot of attention. 40 consecutive games, $1.3 million worth of winning. And her reign came to an end last night.
And wasn't this like, you know, because Ken Jennings is hosting, right?
Yeah, he was the host.
She was kind of gunning for his record.
Right, exactly. What was Ken's record? Do you remember?
I think it was like 72 games or something. Okay. So she still had a while to go.
Ways to go, yeah.
Yeah.
99.7 DJX. Here was the final category. It was countries of the world.
The only nation in the world whose name in English ends in an H.
I mean, I'm checking out at this point. I'm like, yeah, I don't. This is next level knowledge. I'm gonna go back to eating my kettle chips and I'm screaming at the TV.
It's also one of the 10 most populous.
Okay, so this is the answer she got wrong. It was Bangladesh, obviously.
Obviously.
And she lost out on to a librarian in Chicago. So.
Wow.
Congrats to Amy Schneider. Her
That's a good
record.
Run, though. 40 yep. games.
40 games. Pretty good. Pretty good. So.
She got over $1 million. 1.3.
I know. Coming up next, you know, when you think maybe you've found love and that love is there in the chicken aisle at Walmart.
Well, not only did you find love, but you found a crusader.
Yeah.
Someone on a mission.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Save the chickens.
And they have a unique name, too, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And then also, what if your printer's broken and you found the love of your life, but the love of your life left you in the middle of the night?
Your printer and your heart.
Oh.
Both broken.
Both broken.
Yeah.
What do you do?
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Man for woman, the blonde bird lover at Walmart.
Oh, awesome.
You were the sexy blonde woman at Walmart last night around 6:30. Well, I guess technically you entered the store at 6:27 and left at 6:48.
Wow.
I like detective shows.
That is specific.
I was the guy in the poultry section who kept lifting the frozen chickens out of the freezer.
Why are we doing that? Is that our workout?
Holding them above my head, screaming, "Be free!" And then dropping them on the ground.
Wait a second. He thinks he's trying to free the chickens in the freezer?
He writes, "You see, a few weeks ago, I saw a story on Dateline about a boy who had fallen through the ice and been declared dead when his nearly frozen body was pulled from the lake, only to be resuscitated minutes later."
OMG.
You can see where this is going.
The only difference is these chickens don't have heads anymore.
Well, then he writes, "We know the chickens are frozen, but are they really dead?"
Yes, because again, they don't have heads.
My role here may seem purely humanitarian, but it's also practical.
Is it?
Who wants to buy a chicken, take it home, and then realize they suddenly have a new pet?
Well, they don't, because it's not alive. It's not going to come alive. Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, he writes, "I could tell by the way you were looking at me that you liked my appearance.
Really? Like, can I guess what the look is? It's more like...
Look of shock?
Yeah, a little bit. Wide eyes, mouth wide open? Yeah.
If you remember, I asked you your name. And you said, I carry mace. Cool name. Kind of like the architect I am Pei, I guess.
No, it's not like that at all.
But you left so suddenly, I couldn't get your number. How about we grab coffee sometime?
No, that's not going to happen. And that's genius. Man, that would have come in handy in my single days.
Is that spelled with a C or a K?
Carry mace.
It is
Craigslist Missed Connections.
All right, here we go. Woman for man, luscious geek who had to be at work by 4 a.m.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my. My sweet, I woke up and you were gone.
Oh, no.
Tore the house up, couldn't find you anywhere. Where exactly is she looking? Like under the...
Under the
couch
rug,
cushions,
bathroom,
in the plant. I forgot to tell you, I'm falling madly in love with you.
Oh.
The passions we shared this weekend. I confess, I've been dork whipped. New favorite term.
I like it.
But you left so early. Was it something I said? Was it something I did?
Oh.
Please come back to me. I need my very own computer geek.
Oh, no.
Listen, my printer is still broken. I plan to be very grateful when you get it working again.
Okay.
Winky face.
All right.
Yes, you are the skilled technician to fix everything that ails me. You have the hands of a musician and the concentration of a brain surgeon.
Wow.
Can we please play the naughty computer store sales girl and the curious consumer just one more time?
That's a fun game. Write that down.
Will you surf my web? Install that hard drive.
Yes.
Kiss me and murmur obscure programming commands in my ear.
HTML.
Only you have the password to this account.
Hey, yo.
I knew my only chance would be posting something online, passionately awaiting your next email, geek lover.
Wow. Wow, I hope he responds because, well... She has a printer that's broken.
Well, yes, but seriously, why did she not get a name in all that time they apparently spent together?
Listen, had she, we might not be searching for this musician, brain surgeon of a Geek Squad member, right?
Right.
Right. So again, when you find someone in the aisles at Walmart, or you turn over and the person that you thought was the love of your life has left.
And didn't even fix your printer yet.
That's right. It can only be
Craigslist Missed Connection.
And Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Coming up next, it's a setting the bar story. And those are, Kelly, what type of stories?
Well, it's an unflattering spotlight to be in. These are situations that we hope you can avoid.
Yeah, really, it's like you can't always believe everything you see online, especially on TikTok. And that is the root of what happened with Olivia.
Nobody got arrested in this one, right?
Yeah. This is not an arrest, and this is not like any breaking the law, drugs, innuendo, murder, things like that. No.
This is maybe some helpful advice.
Yeah, exactly. And basically the advice, don't believe everything you see online. By now you should know, because the internet's been around your entire life, that you should probably not believe everything that you see or read on the internet, right?
Right.
But this setting the bar, Olivia kind of found out the hard way, all right? So if you can manage to make it through the day without visiting a town in North Carolina because you saw it on TikTok. Looks beautiful, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Only to find out it's nothing like what you actually saw. You're doing okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. What was she expecting?
Yeah, so Olivia is from Florida. They're going on a vacation, right? They're doing a road trip, and they're headed through North Carolina. So anyway, she saw this TikTok video that supposedly showed some amazing mountains in a Charlotte suburb called Gastonia.
Oh, yeah. She could have called me. My sister lives in Charlotte.
So they drove an hour out of their way. So not too bad, right? Like, really in the scheme of things, to kind of check it out. They're like, man, we want to see these snow-capped mountains in Gastonia, North Carolina. But then when they got there, she realized it was just this normal town with gas stations, strip malls, no mountains.
It's really nice. I mean, they have really nice little strip malls and, like, lots of flowers and stuff. They do a really good job. It's a really nice area.
So the video she had seen was by a guy who likes posting fake location videos and calling them, like, not Carolina videos.
Oh, no.
And so the one Olivia saw said he was in Gastonia, but the footage was actually shot while driving through the Swiss Alps.
Oh, way more impressive.
Yeah.
Way more impressive mountains.
Yeah,
yes. So
exactly.
She missed the not part
right.
of the not Carolina video.
Exactly. And so she posted her own TikTok of the mistake.
Gastonia, North Carolina.
I may just drive an hour out of the way, BC, of this TikTok. I'm dead.
She's like, I made us drive an hour out of the way because of this TikTok. I'm dead. And it just has shots of what Gastonia really is. Just like abandoned gas stations, strip malls, some a couple motels and things like that.
But hey, wait, she had the entire family, right?
Yeah.
Like her parents?
Yeah, her family.
Did her parents not think to look that up?
Well, her family ripped on her for not Googling it before they went.
Well, we should rip on their family if they were driving the car for not Googling it either.
Yeah, I mean, I got it.
I mean, they're all kind of to blame for that one.
Yeah, I was going to say, if ever my family's on a road trip and we're like, hey, let's go see this. It's a quick stop. Everyone is taking a look at it, or at least my wife is, you know, while I'm driving. But everybody's Googling it on their phone just to see what it is, to see what they...
Yeah.
So you're right, Kelly. We could probably blame her family just as much as we could blame her. But she's the...
She was the instigator, so she gets
the instigator.
Whole brunt of it. Now, listen, I will say this. Like Olivia, we did take a little detour one time when we were on our way to Charlotte. We saw the Museum of Appalachia.
Yeah.
When you see a sign like that, you pull over.
Yeah.
It was exactly what we expected it to be. So,
okay.
Unlike Olivia, we were not stunned at what we found.
Okay. All right.
We found exactly what we thought we were going to find.
All right. So your expectations were met.
Yes, it was great.
You weren't expecting the Swiss Alps.
No, exactly.
All right.
But not every little side trip is going to be disastrous, is what I'm saying.
Okay, cool. So again, just a quick little setting the bar, and we'll tweet out her TikTok. It's kind of funny. At Ben and Kelly Show. But if you can manage to make it through the day without visiting a small little town in North Carolina because you saw it on TikTok. In fact, the mayor even reached out and said, hey, glad you discovered us. Only to find out it's nothing like the Swiss Alps.
You know, maybe she could turn this into like being a new ambassador for Gastonia.
I know. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Here in about 1 hour, tickets for the circus. Shrine Circus coming, Broadbent Arena. We've got tickets for you in about 1 hour here on 99.7 DJX. And then in a little over an hour, Throwback Thursday, tickets for Kid Rock coming to the Yum Center May 20th. And we've got those before you can buy them tomorrow. Okay, so a couple different ways you can win here on 99.7 DJX. By now, you probably use the audio on TikTok or Reels. It is of the mom trying to teach the little girl how to pronounce the word Pinocchio.
That's a tough one.
It is.
That and ambulance.
Right.
I couldn't do that as a kid. I couldn't say that word.
So this is where it comes from. It is from 2016. So it's 6 years old. But the video has been picked up and the audio has been shared millions of times on TikTok.
P.
P.
No.
No.
K.
K.
O.
O.
Okay.
Okay. So, she's gonna nail it.
She's gonna nail it.
Pinocchio.
Just can't put it all together, Mom.
Right, right. I mean, I hear what you're saying, and it just sounds like to me.
That's adorable.
Yeah, we've shared the original video so you can see the little girl. She's hysterical, but yeah.
P.
P.
No.
No.
K.
T.
O. Pinocchio.
Just funny. So she just got engaged, but because of this new request from her fiance, she's thinking she may have even made a mistake in all this. And if you ever have an issue that you want us to just kind of hash out for you, we don't have an emotional connection to your situation. So sometimes we can see it through, you know, clearer eyes than you can. You know,
yeah, maybe someone's been in your situation and can offer some wisdom because they have gone through it.
That's right. It's group therapy. You can always send us a message at Ben and Kelly Show.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. So, hey, thanks so much for allowing us to call you about what you sent us. Will you kind of explain everything?
Yeah. You know, so I just got engaged to the most amazing man that I've ever met, and we've been dating for almost 2 years.
Congratulations.
And, oh, thank you so much. I mean, it's crazy, you know, and in that time, you know, he's never hit me with anything that would make me doubt our relationship, mm-hmm. you know, until recently.
Oh, no. What happened?
So it's been less than a week since we got engaged, and he told me that now that we are promised to each other, mm-hmm. that it's time that we have access to one another's locations at all times.
What is that? Like, what does that mean? That,
like, he wants to, like, turn on, like, my GPS, I guess. Like, he can have access to it on his phone as well, like, from my phone.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay, so, like, share location sort of thing.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Okay, why?
Like, I guess so he can, you know, ensure that, you know, he knows where I am at all times. Look, I'm not a cheater, and I don't ever plan on, like, stepping out on him, but it's like it makes me uncomfortable, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the idea of him having my location, like, 24/7, like, is that normal?
Well, you know, if I'm honest, my family, like, I have a location share on my three daughters and my wife, as they do for me. It is a little bit weird how he just kind of sprung it on you, but, like, I don't think it's necessarily abnormal, though. What's your gut saying?
Like, my gut is, like, telling me this is kind of toxic.
Oh.
And a little psycho.
Okay. Are you having, like, second thoughts, or like, what's your...
I just have this, like, overriding, like, feeling that I've made a mistake saying yes.
Okay, well, hang tight. Don't do anything rash just yet, okay? I know this was just kind of sprung on you, but we've got a lot of people kind of texting in and chiming in, and then Kelly's going to jump in here in just a sec, too. But hang out. We'll try to help you out, okay? And if you could you keep us posted on what happens and everything?
Yeah, of course.
All right, thank you.
A couple of early reactions that I've seen so far is a lot of people are pointing to why now, all of a sudden, now that you're engaged. Some people saying, listen to your gut, this feels like a red flag. Others are saying, Katie says, we have each other's locations on Life 360. Never once thought anything about it. I just wonder why now it is that you're engaged. Why wasn't it brought up before if it's in a healthy relationship? I would question why the need all of a sudden, but not the actual request of doing it. And I think that's one thing. If he would have said, I just want to make sure you're safe, that kind of thing, it's kind of like a protection thing, but he didn't necessarily say that. He just said, healthy relationships do it. Now, Clay said it's called Life 360. Everybody mentioned that. He just right. wants to make sure you're safe. Get over yourself.
Yeah.
Why didn't he say that?
Yeah, she didn't mention it when we spoke to her, but in the message she sent us, she explained that he said that it's a testament to faith.
Yeah.
And shouldn't be an issue for anyone who considers them to be in a healthy relationship. I think she did say that part, but, like...
Yeah, but that leads me to think then that, you know, it's because he wants to know if she's cheating. And for that reason, that makes it a red flag. If it's a safety thing, that's one thing.
Yeah, like I said, I have location share on. I love it. I think it's great. Sometimes I'm like, oh, is my wife working today? And I'll do location share. And then it's like, boom, there she is. All right. I know where she is.
Right. But you've also been married for a gazillion years.
I mean, not a gazillion, but yes, a long time. This is true. But yeah,
and she's a week into being engaged.
Right, right. And maybe that is part of the whole, like, whoa, whoa. And then it's the gravity of being married forever till death to us part is just kind of cascading down upon her. So
yeah,
I want to know if anybody has had a situation where your new fiance sprung something new on you, like right before or right after you got engaged, you know? And,
right.
And how did you handle it? Because I think that's really kind of the root of this.
I'll tell you, I had a friend many years ago who, you know, she was super happy, but as soon as they got like engaged, things flipped. Mm. And we were trying to say, hey, you don't have to marry him, because he was moving to Dallas. They were going to get married and move to Dallas together. We said, just move there. Don't get married yet. Because he was starting to show like drastic changes in his personality and the way he was treating her. But she was kind of like felt locked in and was just like, I'm going with it. And they ended up divorcing.
Yeah, because he's no longer pursuing.
Right.
He's gotten.
Yes.
And he's gotten the commitment from her. So now all of a sudden.
So is he showing his true colors now? Is he like going to be kind of a controlling person in the marriage?
Hey, man, look at us just jumping to all sorts of conclusions. All right.
Well, that's all we have to go on.
502-571-9970 with group therapy. Group therapy. So she just got engaged like a week ago. Then all of a sudden, he's like, hey, we should share location, like GPS-wise, now that we're promised to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, this is kind of toxic, maybe a little psycho. She's now even wondering if she made a mistake in this whole thing.
She wrote in the message that he says it's a testament to faith and should not be an issue for anyone who considers himself in a healthy relationship. And a lot of people mentioned, you know, Life 360, we do it for safety. But he didn't mention safety.
I admit I have, share location on with, you know, my family, my wife, my three daughters and all that. So, I mean, I don't see that as necessarily a red flag, but I do see, and I will agree with a lot of people who are like, why all of a sudden after you got engaged?
Yes.
Did
a
you
week
spring,
after you got engaged.
Yeah. And Kim kind of comes in with a cautionary tale saying, I dated a guy about 10 years and he was an awesome guy. We were together about a year and a half. He absolutely the greatest. He bought me things, was wonderful and about everything. And as soon as I got my engagement ring, he became very controlling and abusive and took me 2 years to get rid of him.
Oh my God.
Destroyed a vehicle I owned, an above ground pool, tore down security lights in my yard, stalked me at work. So she's like, I say run. Some people think that when you get an engagement ring, it means they own you. Man.
Yeah, so that's kind of what Paul is saying, too. The timing and how he worded it is what concerns me. Sounds like he could be a little possessive. I'm definitely saying follow your gut and do some soul searching.
Now, Larry's all like, hey, does she have her friend share turned on Snapchat? What's the difference? Because, yeah, I know that that is another thing where, you know, Snapchat, if you've got that app, you can literally see anywhere in the world where someone...
I have legit not looked into any of these. Like, I don't have any of that on any of my apps. Like, I've just never thought, I need to check and see where Ben is today.
Well, I mean, you can, like, Snapchat, I think that might, you have to actually go and disable that to...
Do you really?
Yeah, that might be something that happens just... and you got to go into settings and actually disable that. Now, Dennis.
I largely forget I have Snapchat.
Dennis.
If he offered his locations along with hers, that's one thing. But if he did not, then I would take it as that's his opportunity to cheat on her so he knows where she's at, so he's not at the same place. That's the way I look at it.
All right, Dennis. Thank you, bud.
All right, bud.
Andrew, the love doctor, how are you?
Good morning, my man. How are you, buddy?
Good. So what's your thought on this?
Well, first off, I mean, you guys are pretty much at the nail on the head. Ben, I know that you do it, but that's more from a safety perspective, and there's nothing wrong with that, wanting to know where your wife and where your kids are. For all of a sudden, for him to flip and have to have her location, to me, the longer the relationship goes, the more you should trust that person, correct? Mm-hmm. Trust is usually something that's earned, but over a period of time, it gets stronger and stronger. For some reason, there's a trigger there for him that now he wants to control where she is all the time. Kelly's exactly right. And he's doing that basically to see, making sure that she's not cheating. It's a huge red flag. She's got to have a conversation with him now. Do not marry this man until she does. And if it's a big issue for him, it might be a deal breaker, because this might be a prelude to other things.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now that GPS got to have on, now you've got to do this. Now you've got to see where I'm going?
Yeah.
It might be a prelude leading up to other things. If he trusts her, there's no reason to know where she is. I mean, good Lord, you're marrying the woman. So No, it's a huge red flag, man. He's got to stop that now.
Of course, I have location share on for my wife just to make sure she's not cheating.
That's no, you don't. Come on, dude. You've been married a gazillion years, buddy.
I got to make sure she's not stepping out. All right. Thank you, man.
Keep on loving, brother.
All right. See ya.
Now, in the message, she did say that he thinks they need to share each other's locations. So he is offering up.
Oh, okay. Okay. Showing his, I missed that.
Yes.
I missed
so
that.
So she can know where he is, too. But again, he never mentioned, like, safety issues. He was just kind of like saying, well, it's just what people do. Ashley says, if it's a safety thing, that wouldn't bother me. If it's so he can monitor what you do all day, that would. So turn it on, see what he does. This way, you'll know his intentions before you decide to get married.
And maybe make it a long engagement. I don't know.
Right. Well, yeah. So, like, if you make a run for coffee and he starts questioning you about it, like, then yeah. You'll know that this is more of a control thing for him, less of a safety thing.
Yeah, that's what I would be concerned about. All right. Well, let us know what happens with this, if you will. And then hopefully, you know, we'll get an update. Hopefully we've been able to steer you in at least the right direction. Hey, what are we saying? We're saying, like, maybe not.
Well, I think
maybe
we go with what Ashley said. Like, turn it on and see what he does with it.
All right.
If he starts, like, questioning you about where you're going, then you'll know this is a huge red flag.
If he's like, I thought you said you were going to get coffee. Why were you over by? Yeah. Then maybe it's a big
exactly.
old red flag. Right. Cool. If you have a comment or you want to share, the thread's always up on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show with Group Therapy. Right now, we got some tickets for the Shrine Circus to give away. Playing a fun little game called Kelly, if you will.
Little kid or drunk adult.
Yep. Little kid or drunk adult. Hi, Judy.
Hi.
Okay, so Judy is a bottle blonde. She drives a Toyota 4Runner. She's married and loves both dogs and cats and likes to affectionately be called Judy with the booty, right?
I love it. Oh, yes.
Judy with the booty.
Actually, I just added that part. She didn't say that.
That's your nickname, right?
Yeah, that's the nickname I'm giving you, Judy, all right? All right, so Judy, it's a simple game. It's called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. So we're going to play some audio clips of listeners who have been in some precarious situations. Judy, I'm sure you've never been in a precarious situation in your life, have you?
Oh, yes, way in the past.
Again, she has the nickname Judy with the booty for a reason, right?
They just came her 2 seconds ago.
That's
love
right.
It.
Love it. All right. So, and then Judy, all you have to do is determine whether or not the person that described their actions was a little kid or a drunk adult, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
I got choked up by a drunk soccer mom.
Oh, gosh. Okay. He got choked up by a drunk soccer mom. Okay. Little kid or drunk adult?
I'm going to say drunk adult.
All right. So you're thinking drunk on drunk. Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. All right. So let's find out.
I was a drunk adult.
Okay, <Yep. good>.
Drunk adult. Drunk adult. All right, what happened?
My daughter used to play at the youth soccer league where many of the parents would drink and get really hammered. I thought one of the players on the field was playing a little rough, a little dirty, and I said something about it. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I suddenly felt these two hands just come around my neck and start choking me. Everyone was so drunk that nobody noticed at first. Finally, the police were called out, but no one was arrested.
Oh, wow. What a...
Oh, wow.
That escalated. Wow. All right, Judy with the booty has one, one right. All right. All right, you ready for the next one?
I am.
All right, here we go.
I accidentally ironed my face and had to go to the ER.
Wow. Okay, I accidentally ironed my face.
I'm going to say little kid.
Little kid accidentally ironed her face.
I agree.
All right, so let's see what she said.
I was a really drunk adult.
Oh, gosh,
oh,
drunk adult!
Gosh.
Who would make an adult would do that?
Well, let's find out what she did.
I used to live in Colorado, and it gets really cold there. So one night, our heater was broken, and I decided it was a good idea to grab a hot iron and try to heat up my face by ironing it.
Oh, my God.
I ended up in the ER.
Oh, my gosh. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Judy with a booty, you've never done that, right?
Oh, gosh, no.
All right, so last one. You are so far 1-2. All right, here we go. Last one.
I tripped a nun causing her to go to the hospital.
Ooh, I tripped a nun causing her to go to a hospital. Little kid or drunk adult?
I'm going to say little kid.
Little kid. Oh, my gosh. All right, yeah. Let's find out.
So when I was a little kid in church.
Oh, little kid. Oh. Yeah. when I was a little kid, Judy. All right, let's find out what happened to you.
I couldn't help but keep myself still, so my parents were just getting so upset and mad at me because I was just getting up and roaming around all over the service, and I accidentally tripped our church's most beloved nun, Sister Patrice.
No!
And she was in her late 80s, but luckily she's totally fine now, and she bounced back, so thank God for that. She forgave me.
Oh my gosh! Man, how many rosaries are you going to have to do for that?
I mean,
my goodness. Well, Judy, congratulations. You're a winner.
Thank you.
Yeah, Judy with the booty! Yeah!
I'm going to keep that name.
You should keep that name. You should. I think it fits you well.
Thank you.
All right, Judy, thanks for listening. Hang on for me a quick sec, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. No, going back to the ironing the face thing,
uh-huh.
I was thinking she's just going to hold it just to feel the warmth, but putting it on her face,
she's like, wow.
That's insane. Also, have made grilled cheese sandwiches with them.
Yeah, yeah. Little kid or drunk adult. Another eye-opening round there, yep.
Your requests make up the playlist, so let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, be listening for those tickets for Kid Rock before they go on to win on 99.7 DJX. From Todd, there was a woman, and I like the way she moved, so Outkast, the way you move. I like how you spell it out for us, Todd. We need that. It's Throwback so Thursday. Cute. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. James, we're not going to play your song, but I will shout you out, all right? The shout out to animal control officers. Once Carry On, You Wayward Son, Kansas. We don't have any Kansas in the library, but no.
I appreciate that you are going outside of the box with your request.
A little too far out of the box, though.
A little too far, but I like it.
Sassy Matt says all the small things in all caps, so he must really need it. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday. On 99.7 DJX, they are now coming out with an emo cruise, apparently.
An emo cruise?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, where, you know, there's that emo fest that was just announced, I think, last week that, you know, no one's going to buy tickets for, but whatever. And there has now been announced an emo cruise, so that's kind of fun.
Well, NKOTB does a cruise all the time, right?
Right, right. All right, Why Kid not? Rock coming to the Yum Center May 20th. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. We'll hook you up early right now. If you want tickets before they go on sale, 502-571-9970. Good luck.
Well, I'm packing up my game and I'ma head out west with real women called cowboys, baby.
Coming to the Yum Center May 20th. Tickets on sale tomorrow. You can win them today. Do another shot coming up here in just a little bit on 99.7 DJX. Congratulations, by the way, to Christina, Chris, and Leah. They all got through. They all got some tickets. Having the time of our lives. Mr. 305! Throwback Thursday! Erica.
Oh, man, Erica. My dad just told me he's getting back with his gold-digging ex. Play me some Kanye. You know the one.
Ow! Tell us how you feel, Erica.
I feel like that's going to go well.
Tell us how you feel.
Alrighty.
Throwback Thursday!
And she was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor to get lipo with your
Throwback
money.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Your requests make up our playlist. By the way, if you are wanting to win tickets to Kid Rock, we have more tickets to Kid Rock coming up before 9. How about them apples?
When I need motivation, when I need
still bangs, doesn't it?
It does. Slaps a little.
Throwback Thursday. Samantha, my kids were shocked that I knew every word to their Slim Shady song. This generation, I swear. It's 99.7 DJX Throwback Thursday.
May I have your attention, please?
Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Jeremy's all like tweeting us, stop talking over the music. Jeremy, this is how we do it. Sorry.
That's how this works, Jeremy.
This is Throwback Thursday.
We got to read your text messages and your requests. See?
Yeah. Jessica's all like, I sang all these songs in the car ride along with my daughter at school. No shame. You know what? I love that.
Yep. Living life right.
Living life right. Teach them. Teach them about it. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Yes, we will give more kids. Betty Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Rebecca says, hey, in honor of the Chainsmokers releasing new music, will you play some old Chainsmokers? And I thought, you know what? I bet I'll educate some of you on the first Chainsmokers song we ever played.
Oh, yeah. Forget this one, don't you?
Yeah, Selfie. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
I kept on seeing him look at me while he's with that other girl. Do you think he was just doing that to make me jealous?
I mean, that was our first taste of the Chainsmokers.
I forgot how magical that was.
Isn't it magical? Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Hey, it's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Rin's all like, hey, how about 303? Don't trust me for this awesome Throwback Thursday. Oh, I like it when you give us compliments.
I feel like we're in the club, like swinging around glow sticks and stuff.
And then Aaron is, it's just kind of random. Aaron kind of says, nope, wrong lyrics, Aaron. Breath of her last cigarette on my teeth. So, like, she's referring to that song, too, so why
yes,
not?
Yes, she is.
With the tights underneath, I got the breath of a last cigarette on my teeth. And
so back Thursday on 99 Cent More Kid Rock tickets before 9, so you don't have a long window to wait, all right?
That's fun.
Yeah, Jamie's all like, hey, oh, I missed it. Anyways, she had, oh, yeah, let's shake it. Metro station, all right? Okay. Sometimes the texts, they go by real fast. Hurts my eyes. It's fun here. I got a text from a listener going in late to work. Like every Thursday, I want to hear Miley Cyrus. Party in the USA so I can dance while I'm stuck in traffic.
That's fun.
That's the connection.
Brother is in Metro Station.
Yeah, Trace Cyrus. Miley, of course. Now, Party in the USA. Throwback Thursday. I hopped up the plane at LAX with the USA. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Amy rolls in, says Snoop Dogg. My child is about to find out who his parents really are come Super Bowl halftime show.
Wow. Oh, what a harsh education.
I mean, you know, when you start rolling gangster rap and your kid starts looking at you when you know every single lyric.
Wow.
Yeah. So I had to go old school Snoop. I had to go old school. So, all right, Throwback Thursday. Of course, starting in the halftime.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kind of hard to... Laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX, and just like that, it's over. Poof.
Wow, that was fast.
I know, it kind of goes hard, kind of goes fast. Erica rolls in. Ben, kicking ass today, mixing those. Feel like I'm in a club on a Thursday morning. Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly what I thought. Like, I needed to be, like, twirling glow sticks.
Listen, there's room on the bar for everyone.
I mean, you think that he's lying, but he literally lived that life for many years, every weekend.
I did.
At Bar Louisville.
I did. Bar. Those of you of a certain age, you know of
that
little corridor there.
You were there.
Yep. On 99.7 DJX. All right. Kid Rock coming to the Yum Center in May. All right. May 20th. If you want to win tickets before you can buy them, they go on sale tomorrow. Ring up right now, 502-571-9970. We'll hook you up yet again, a second round of Kid Rock tickets for you on Throwback Thursday. By the way, we made Christina Bond, Chris Stilts, Leah Lucas, Jennifer Coslow, and what was his name? It's Jonathan Eaglefeather. Very happy as they won Kid Rock tickets before they could buy them here on 99.7 DJX. Of course, the show is May 20th and they go on sale tomorrow. But yeah, congratulations to all of them for winning here on 99.7 DJX. All right, so coming up, it's a feel-good story. Now, every morning we give you feel-good stories. Every hour of the morning. Just show you that, you know what, good stuff happens in the world. Kelly, what are you working on for this one?
This is a sportsy sports tie-in.
Okay, you're not talking about the unfortunate news that Chris Mack got let go, right?
I am not.
Okay, I was going to say, that's not a feel good.
I'm not going to label that as a feel good.
Okay, thank you.
No, no, I'm actually talking about the Kansas City Chiefs shocking the Buffalo Bills in the final 13 seconds of regulation on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And what their fans did afterwards.
Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay has something to do with sports.
Yeah, it's got a little sportsy sports tie-in. Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So after the Kansas City Chiefs shocked the Buffalo Bills in the final 13 seconds of regulation during their divisional round playoff matchup on Sunday, donations started pouring into Buffalo Children's Hospital.
Wow.
And this is why. So there was a fan page, Chiefs Kingdom Memes, that suggested fans donate to the Children's Hospital. The guy behind the account is a Kansas City native named Brett. He decided to donate $13 to Patrick Mahomes' nonprofit and shared the idea on social media. And it kind of started to go a little bit. But then a friend of mine said he was talking with a buddy from Buffalo and said if the Bills had won, they likely would have been donating to Patrick Mahomes' charity. So we should donate to Josh Allen's charity.
Oh.
So he put a post up that said, out of huge respect for Josh Allen, I'm donating $13 to his foundation, which supports Children's Hospital of Buffalo. Hope you guys join in. And man, oh man, did they. Like, to the tune of about 9,800 donors, raising $178,000.
Wow.
Yeah, like increments as low as like $13.
Yeah.
And just so many people jumping in on that, that raised a lot of cash.
Dang.
In a small amount of time. It's pretty cool. The story is up on our website at WDJX.com. Also put it up on Facebook.
Wow, feel good. Do them every hour. Of course, the Chiefs taking on the Bengals, Cincinnati Bengals.
Uh-oh.
In what will determine who is going from the AFC to the Super Bowl. So that'll be a pretty big matchup this weekend.
There you go. That's sportsy sports and feel good.
Yep, sports and feel good. Setting the bar. These are always stories that you're just like, man, you know what? I'm going to take him as an example of what not to do.
Cringe factor, 20 out of 10 on this one.
You know, and most of these I feel like are obvious.
Yeah.
Like, if you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into homes to steal nothing but underwear, well, you're doing okay.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no. No. No, sir.
I mean, we could have stopped at let's make it through the day without breaking into homes.
Yes. Full stop right there.
But John from Frankfurt decided he needed to take some women's undies.
So this is not that he's running low on his supply.
No.
And needs to borrow some and didn't want to go to Walmart.
No. So apparently this had been happening, at least since last year.
Ew.
And police, when they finally got him, they did a search of his house, and yeah, they're a lot.
Okay.
He had been collecting a lot.
All right.
So now they're asking for anybody who are like, you know what, I wonder where my underwear and bras went.
Uh-huh.
John probably had them.
How creepy. Listen, we're not saying collecting things is bad. You can collect stamps, baseball cards, football cards even. Well, lots of things that you can collect that's acceptable. First of all, you typically buy them or trade them with friends. But we don't break into people's houses and steal stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, even if you want to collect underwear, I mean, let your freak flag fly, but buy them.
Yeah, exactly. Don't take them unknowingly by breaking into people's houses.
And that's the moral of the story here.
Yes. Breaking and entering equals bad.
Right, exactly.
There's one thing you take away from the show, kids. Breaking and entering equals bad.
So now John is, well, he's in trouble. So
yeah, and his mugshot's out there. So now everybody knows what a creep he is. So don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah, and John looks exactly how you're probably picturing him in your mind right now.
Yeah.
So yeah, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into homes, to steal nothing but underwear, well, then you're doing okay.
Oh, gosh.
Yep. It's 99.7 DJX. I feel like Thursday is still a big day to, like, go out on, like, first dates and stuff, right? Like, Thursdays, yeah. Fridays, things like that. But Thursday seems to be one of those days that is always like a big kind of date night, whatever sort of thing. And, you know, if you happen to be planning for kind of that first date, here are a couple things that maybe are a great thing to just say on the date, right?
Okay. Are these like icebreakers?
Well,
or
not necessarily.
Ways to get to know people or share your personality? What are we doing?
Yeah, I mean, all that. These are all questions that get to know your personality a little bit more and then maybe even could prevent some awkward silence or things like mm-hmm. that where, you know, just even the cliche questions like, what do you do for a living? You know, it's
sure.
It's simple, but it, you know, you get to take a peek inside their life. And it allows for avenues of conversation, like, oh, that's interesting. And you can ask follow-up questions and things like that.
Okay.
Do you like to travel? Another question that you can
yes.
talk about, you know? You guys might have common interests or common places that you visited or whatever. Now, this is one that I'm like, I would put an asterisk, a caution on. Like, before the date, a where to? Asking the person where you want to go. Like, part of me is like, yeah, that's kind of fun. You get to hear some suggestions. But then also another part of me is like, man, you should probably know what you're going to do on that first one.
Yeah, come with some, at least some options.
Yeah.
If you want them to, like, help weigh in, come up with some options first so that you're not driving around for 2 hours and end up at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. Which, hey, you know what? Whatever. Fine. And if you guys have a great date at McDonald's, that's good, too.
There was not a second date, I'll say that.
All right. what's one thing about you that would surprise me?
Ooh, okay.
Like,
I feel like, though, that's a couple dates in.
Really?
I'm not sure if that's date one.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, tell me more about the ring that's on your left hand.
Okay, I'd ask about that.
Tell me, what is...
What's the significance of
so,
that?
So explain. just walk me through that and what the significance of that ring means.
That is a good date one question. That's a good hour one question.
You know, and then simple things, just like being interested, like responding, like that's interesting, and follow-up
yeah,
questions.
Yeah, ask more questions mm-hmm. and maybe just make sure you're not dominating the conversation.
Right. Let me get that for you. Opening doors, still kind of just manners and things like that.
Oh, yeah. That's a big deal still.
And then at the end of the date, just definite sort of, okay, this is where we stand sort of comment, like a, can I call you or can I text you? Or, you know, is there going to be a follow-up? Now, there may not be, you know. Your date may say, no. and then you go, okay.
Wait a second. For those of us that are not great at saying no, what is a good way to kind of gracefully exit the date, thank them for taking you out, but also send maybe the message that this might not happen again?
So if your date says, oh, can I see you again? Can I call you? What do you say?
Yes. What do you say other than no?
Well, I'd say something like, you know what? I had a time.
It's not you. It's me.
No. You know what? I'm really busy right now. And
oh, the busy one. Yeah.
Yeah.
The busy excuse.
And you know what? That's a classic one. And I feel like that's one of those that any person with half a brain should be able to figure that out. Like, oh,
right.
Okay. Well.
Yes. Or I'm just not really interested in a serious relationship right now.
Or,
and then they'll be like, well, serious, they're like, second date isn't serious.
Well, you know what? My husband would probably frown upon it. Yeah. Hopefully the date goes well tonight. Let us know how it went. And if we can be of an assistance to you, you can always message us for group therapy.
And if you need a good out, like if you need in the middle, maybe, to exit the date.
Yeah, use our text line, 502-571-9970.
Exactly. Like, oh, I got a call. I, you know what? I got a place. I got to be at the thing.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJX. You see the article about Kim Kardashian and the fact that she photoshopped her leg incorrectly on one of her Instagram posts?
She deleted it.
Yeah, she deleted it, but thanks to the internet, we can see it. It uh-huh. Like, at first, I had a hard time seeing what everybody was yelling about. I'm like, whatever, it just looks like a regular leg. But, like, if I can describe it, she was kind of walking. She was doing a photo shoot, I don't know, on a beach, I guess. And she was modeling her new Skims line, right? And so, you know, obviously it's Kim Kardashian, so you got some of the shots. It's just her in a bikini bottom. And one of the pictures, she's walking and she's kind of throwing up the deuces, right? And it's her right leg that is in question. And you kind of see her thigh go down and her knee. But then on the back, you see her thigh go down and then it like caves in like super far. And it looks just really kind of awkward. And then you're like, oh, all right, well, I guess there is some Photoshop there.
It's like, okay. It took me a minute.
It did. It took me too.
To see it.
I know. But then I saw that.
Then but, I but see it. Yes.
Everybody
yep.
was.
Now I see it. That looks weird.
Everybody was freaking out. And it's like, come on, guys. Like, what for both sides. It's like, all right. For the people screaming like, oh my God, Photoshop. It's like, okay. It's whatever. It's Photoshop. And also, then it's like, Kim, it's okay.
Yes.
like there are filters on Instagram that you can filter up and all that stuff. Like, you're fine. Like,
exactly.
Yeah. So anyways, I just thought that was kind of funny. We'll tweet out the picture so you can kind of see it too. It took me a minute to see it at first.
Well, yeah, but see, the article, BuzzFeed, like, does a real good job if you just keep scrolling on down. It really zooms in for you. So you can't miss it.
Yep. You can't miss it. Anyways. All right, if you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast. Audio on demand right there, WDJX.com. Group therapy. I do the same thing that her new fiance is proposing. And she is thinking that could be a red flag, but it's not necessarily the thing. It's the way he proposed it.
Exactly. And also the timing of it. A mm-hmm. week after they got engaged. Yeah. You've been married for a very long time. You got kids. There's a completely different set of reasons why you do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways.
And so, yeah, I think we landed on go ahead, turn on your location services and then see how he reacts. If he starts questioning you on a bunch of stuff and where you're going, then you'll know it's a control thing.
Yeah, it's all about sharing your location with your fiance, your new fiance. So if
right.
you catch yourself up on the podcast at WDJX.com. All right, tomorrow it's another Fitness Fridays. We'll hook you up with an opportunity to win some fitness equipment and air fryer for the health.
I just love that we're calling an air fryer fitness equipment. It's fantastic.
It's not. It's health equipment. It's fitness and
right.
health.
Sure.
I'm not putting it in the health. Fitness category. I'm putting it in the health.
It's a fryer.
Health category.
I love it.
And then also another shot at those tickets to the circus. So that is tomorrow on the show. Have a good one.